Every year after Christmas, I tend to reflect back on Christmas and all that took place. And each year, I come to the same conclusion, and that is that we tend to compartmentalize Christmas into two categories or events. First, there is Christmas Eve. It's a day and evening chocked full of candles and stained glass, pretty dresses and ties, scripture lessons, Christmas hymns like Away in a Manger and Angels We Have Heard on High, and of course, Silent Night. It is a night of quiet stables, angels, shepherds, a poor man and woman, and a baby. It's a night of calmness, of meditation and serenity. We go home, get the children and ourselves all nestled into bed, and we fall into peaceful sleep. And when next we open our eyes, all of that gets pushed aside for Santa and the tree and the presents. What child of this and O Holy Night are replaced with jingle bells and we wish you a Merry Christmas? The candles and nativity are replaced with wrapping paper and gifts. The calmness and serenity are replaced with lots of noise and chaos. Christmas seems like it's two sides of the same coin, Christmas Eve being the spiritual religious side and Christmas Day being the more worldly side. And perhaps it's a natural thing, and maybe it's okay on the surface level as long as we deep down inside don't forget why we do all that we do. I'm sure that once Joseph and Mary found a place to stay and felt safe, when things calmed down, that they once again meditated and discussed with each other the deeper meaning of what took place that first Christmas. They didn't forget their child, our child, Jesus. A question for you this morning. How many of you have lost a Christmas gift on Christmas because it got thrown away with the wrapping paper? I know that we have either cash or a gift card or maybe a small gift like earrings or a small accessory to a larger gift. Yes, in all of Christmas morning, the chaos, it's easy to lose gifts unless you're careful, unless you pay attention, unless you're thinking about it. I earlier said that perhaps it's natural to have two sides of Christmas, and on the surface level, maybe it's okay if we keep our heads wrapped around why we do all that we do. But my fear is just that in the hours between Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, too many people do forget. Too many people end up throwing Jesus away with the wrapping paper. For too many people, Christmas is just an artificial stimulant. It's an excuse to be merry, to give gifts and receive gifts for at least one time a year to find it easier to be friendly and to be more religious and a little less selfish. We crave this feeling. That's why so many people begin decorating for Christmas right after Halloween. They bypass Thanksgiving because they can't wait to drink from the deep, fresh well of Christmas. They can't wait to get that fix. And unfortunately, that is all it is for many. A fix. And so when December 26 rolls around and all the gifts have been opened and all the anticipation is over, they numbly start taking down the decorations and put them away for another year. Call it a Christmas hangover or the post-Christmas blues, whatever. It is a very real Christmas experience for many. Christmas was a joy, but now the false high brings a very real low, and they crash. And why? Well, I believe it's because they've thrown away the Christ child with the wrapping paper, the reason that we celebrate. They've just let it go. But we aren't alone in that. I think of those who were there and received the Christmas child. They were given the gift, but they lost it. I think of the innkeeper. He knew, and most likely others in his inn, and probably his family members knew as well. They heard that of the child's birth. That night they received the Christmas gift. And did they keep it or did they toss it out? There was Herod. He found out that the king was born from the Magi. And in his royal court, he received the Christ gift, and yet he turned it, he threw it out with the paper. And there were the religious leaders. When the Magi came, Herod called them all together, and they confirmed the prophecies, and they even told the king where the child was to be born, and it wasn't that far away. But did they go? Did they go to worship? Did they go to receive? They had been given the great gift, but they tossed it out. For all of those people who were there and experienced the excitement of that first Christmas, but when it was all over, like many today, they just go back to the old grindstone of life. Like nothing's even happened. They aren't changed. They're not transformed. And they begin longing again for something more, the next reason to celebrate. That's what frustrates me so much about the retail stores. Before Christmas is even over, they've already boxed it up and they're setting up for the next holiday. You know, another thing that people are guilty of often at Christmas is receiving a gift but never using it. This is especially true of me, most particularly with gift cards. I am not a shopper, not at all. So when I receive a gift, great, I've received a gift and I've gotten something, but I didn't need to go shopping for it. But a gift card? What does a gift card mean? Well, it means you have to go shopping to use it. I am notorious for having gift cards that are a couple years old. I've even had some that have expired because they were never used. And I am truly sorry for never getting around to using them. But like I said, I'm just not a shopper. So I put it up on my dresser or in a drawer, and I forget about it. But I'm afraid that too many people receive the Christmas gift in the same way. They get it, and they're grateful for it, but set it aside and never use it. And again, they're not alone. I think of the Magi. These men traveled thousands of miles across rough and dangerous terrain. They saw and worshiped the Christ child, and then they returned home as fugitives. They received the Christmas gift, but did they ever use it? Or did they go home, keep it to themselves? Did Persia have news of Jesus' birth before the disciples got there? Was Christ's birth just another bit of data in their quest for knowledge? Now, according to church tradition, yes, they did, and they shared the Christ story with those in Persia. But Scripture doesn't tell us anything about it. And what about Simeon, who you're going to hear a lot more about next week? But by this time, Jesus was a couple months old. The star and the shepherd and the manger have all been put away. And for many people, when we get to the shepherds glorifying and praising God and returning to their fields, we close the book, for the Christmas story is over, right? Time to take down the tree and decorations for another year. Well, not according to Luke. Luke tries to stop us. He says a few words and then he writes, "Now." Inferring that there's more to the story. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. It's like Luke saying, wait, we're not done yet. This story isn't over. There's more. Simeon wasn't really anyone important in society. He wasn't a Pharisee or a teacher or even a priest. He was simply a layperson, someone like you, someone who went to temple each week, gave his offerings to the Lord, and tried to live a godly life. He was a righteous man, though, a man who had a close relationship with God, so much so that God blessed him with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit revealed to him that he would not die before he laid eyes upon the Messiah. How long he waited, we don't know, but He is old, and we get the impression that he has been waiting for some time. And he went to the temple hoping to find the promised Messiah. And on this particular day, he went once again, moved by the Holy Spirit. Now, there's no indication that he knew that this would be the day. He just went because it was his life for him. And what was he looking for? A baby? A boy? A man? He didn't know. But he knew that he would recognize the Messiah when he saw him. And the minute he saw Mary carrying the child, he knew. He knew his prayers were answered. Just imagine what his face looked like as he realized that what he had been waiting for had been accomplished. He is so overcome with joy that he burst into song, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Simeon has finally received the Christmas gift. Now he could die in peace, in the knowledge that God kept his promise, and that in that promise, his sins would be forgiven through the work that this Messiah child would accomplish. He received the Christ gift, Simeon did. But did he use it? Did he share it? Or did he just place it on his dresser of knowledge, unused, and then died? We don't know. Luke doesn't tell us. But it does cause me to wonder, because Luke does tell us about others who did use and share the Christmas gift. For instance, the shepherds. Luke tells us that after they left the stable, they returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had been told and seen. They left telling everyone they ran into. I picture them running through the streets of Bethlehem like George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, yelling, "Merry Christmas to everyone! Merry Christmas, Bethlehem! Merry Christmas, stable! Merry Christmas, you old beautiful inn!" Knocked on the window. "Merry Christmas, Miss Old King Herod!" They're telling everyone. And then there's Anna, the second person who saw Jesus in the temple. Again, like Simeon, Anna was a social nobody. But she dedicated herself to God, and she slept in the side courts of the temple and fasted and prayed. And when she was expecting a Messiah like Simeon was? No, because she had no visions. All she had were the prophecies like everyone else. But when she saw Mary and Joseph and the child, she instantly knew. She knew. And oh, the joy she must have felt. Like Simeon, she had been blessed in her time on earth with the privilege of seeing and holding the promised Messiah of the world, of receiving the Christ gift. But listen to what Luke says that she did with it. She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to redemption of Jerusalem. Whereas Luke is silent about what Simeon did, he records that Anna, like the shepherds, rejoiced and told everyone. She didn't put him away. She didn't forget about him. She didn't throw him away with the wrapping paper. She kept him in her heart, and she shared him with everyone she met. And that, my friends, is my challenge for you this day and for the coming year. True keepers of Christmas stay excited and filled with the joy of Christmas even after the decorations are packed and the gifts become old. The joy and the feelings of goodwill are not just a once-a-year event, but a gift that keeps on giving. And like the shepherds and Anna, they celebrate Christmas by telling everyone who is seeking and who needs to be saved. Nothing is ever over for a true keeper of Christmas. It's just the beginning. So friends, before you take down your lights and toss out the tree, turn off the Christmas music and put away the lights, take some time this week. Take some time before New Year's Eve. Put on some quiet Christmas music. Grab a couple leftover cookies and a glass of milk, and sit down and think about how you will resolve. Remember, it's the new year. resolutions. Think about how you will resolve to keep the ideals of Christmas alive throughout the coming new year. It has been suggested by some that you keep an ornament or a Christmas decoration out. Don't pack it away. And each month, move it to a different place so that every time you see it, you're reminded of the joy of that special day when the Word became flesh and Emmanuel dwelt among us. Friends, as we get ready to move into another year, let us resolve to make sure that we don't throw the Christ gift away with the wrapping paper. Let us resolve not to forget to use and to share this gift that we have been given. Let us resolve to not pack the Christ child away until next year. And let us resolve to keep the spirit of Christmas all through the year. And like the shepherds and Anna, proclaim the good news to everyone who will give us ear to let us share the gift of Christ with all who will listen and receive. Amen and amen. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift that you have given us this Christmas. Lord, we don't know what the people in those who first saw you did with this knowledge and this gift that you gave them. But we pray that if our story were written down, if our stories are added to the Christmas story, that they would say, Rick went and he told, that George went and he shared with everyone this joyous gift. Lord, may we be counted among the shepherds. May we be counted among the Annas of the world who can't help but share this good news. This we ask in your holy, holy name. Amen.